And we got Mr. McBride on the phone line, Derekus McBride, who has an illness called aplastic anemia. Derekus, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, PA.
Okay, good, good. Derekus, can you share with us what is aplastic anemia?
Aplastic anemia is a bone marrow disorder that pretty much is compared in a lot of ways to leukemia and cancer.
Okay, explain more. You have your radio on your background. You got to use your headset. Otherwise, it's going to give us feedback. Are you there? Derekus, are you there? Hello? I don't know if I lost him or not. Okay, see, can we get him back? See, can we get him back on the phone? Yeah. I think we lost him. Can we get him back on the phone line?
Yeah. But I also want to remind everybody, too, that the Elks Charity Lodge presents a New Year's review going on with Nathaniel Kimball, December the 30th, 31st. Yeah, December the 31st. He'll be there to perform live at the Elks. Showtime will be at 10:30 p.m. There'll be a champagne toast at midnight. And also, I want to remind you of TCS Computer Services. They specialize in all of your computer needs, including repair and virus removal. You can find what you need to fit your busy schedule and that of your family. They carry a wide variety of refurbished laptops and notebooks, along with new computers and many accessories. They're located at 2528 Peck Street in Muskegon Heights. Across from the Muskegon Heights Post Office, the business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, you can call 231-737-0140.
And I think I got Derekus back on the phone line. Derekus, okay. You there?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay, brother. It's okay. Now, go on and explain to us aplastic anemia. What is it?
It's a bone marrow disorder that pretty much attacks every aspect of my body, my defense and mechanism to fight infection.
Wow.
And it's, in a lot of ways, it's compared to cancer, but it's just totally its own disorder altogether.
Now, to my understanding, there are different phases of aplastic anemia. What phase are you in?
Well, I actually had to deal with this once before. This is not my first go around. I was able, by the grace of God and my family, to beat it the first time around. I first contracted the disorder when I was 18 and spent 2.5 years in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the U of M.
Mm-hmm.
So after going to remission, 5 years later, never thinking that it would come back, it kind of hit me this time around. And now I would say I'm probably in second to third phase.
Okay. What are the doctors saying to you, Derekus? What are they telling you?
Well, my last doctor, I had last conversation with him, who I really like, he actually told me I should start looking into getting my affairs in order.
As in, he's not giving you a lot of time.
Not in the aspect that it's going to be quick, but in the aspect that if things keep going for me the way that they are going, that, eventually I'm going to get an infection or some type of bleed that they're not going to be able to stop.
So there is a remedy, though. There's a way that this can all cease, that you can be healed again, is that it? You need a bone marrow.
There's one absolute cure, and that's somebody who I hope is out there and hope is willing to have a match with me and give me their bone marrow.
How, and I know we're going to be trying to work on a drive. How do they go by getting you a bone marrow? How, what's the process? What should they do? Should they call you directly or what?
You could do that, and we could try to actually, you know, the process would be to just go to any drive or any kind of blood plasma giving organization and just give. Yeah, swab in the mouth and just get registered.
And then they would know if you're a match then?
Eventually, yeah. The U of M is constantly checking the registry, apparently, which the registry is nationwide. And the U of M is constantly checking the registry for me. But apparently, even with that, you know, there's been no more than half a match for me, basically.
Wow. Wow. I talked to your sister yesterday, Paris. She loves you. She's very passionate.
I know.
And
she's great.
She's a great sister. I know she's in college. She's playing basketball, doing her thing. And she want to reach out to the community to do anything to help her brother. She says her only brother. But she's hopeful. Are you hopeful?
You know what, PA, I am. I get a little emotional about it at times, but for the most part, as you see with my sister, I have a strong family.
Right.
And it's done nothing but support me.
Right.
You know, and
wow.
I'm truly, truly religious. I believe that God has my back every step of the way.
Wow. And on the phone line, Derrickus McBride. How old are you, Derrickus? 25, and you've been dealing with this for 7 years, pretty much, then.
Yep, since I was 18.
Well, we're going to do what we can. We, you know, if people are listening, people that's listening right now, they're saying, you know what, I want to know if I'm a match. You suggest that they do what?
You know what, if you really want to help me and you think that you might be a match, keep in contact. I'm gonna set up a Facebook page, and I keep postings on there to let people know how my bone marrow drive and stuff is going. Because I want it to go really quick, and if not, get to the closest blood donating area, or if someone's donating, if they're having a blood donation at a school or something, just get registered. Because, you know, I'm not the only one out there. And I've actually gotten to talk to one other person with my disorder, and it's a pretty rare one. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but only 1 in 10,000 people actually get this disorder a year.
Mm. Wow. Wow. And reading up on this, contracted from, like, gases?
They actually told me in the hospital they've never been able to give me an explanation for what happened to me, but it can be contracted by too many things to really pick one. There were sicknesses, there was natural type things, like you said, gases, there were chemicals, there was just too many things that you could have been exposed to that just could have caused it. And mostly the doctor said that, you know, it's just one of them things to just kind of pick someone.
Wow. What's keeping you strong, Derrickus?
God and my girlfriend and my family and just pure hope. And, you know, I don't believe that this is the way my life always has to be. which sometimes it seems that way.
Your sister told me that you're not able to move around.
Due to my disorder, I've had certain issues occur with my body where I've had to have surgeries. Not huge ones, but small surgeries. And, I have nurse visits and have to be hooked up to IVs. So currently, no, I'm not really mobile. Mobile as I would like to be.
Well, we got to discuss, and hopefully Lewis Churchwell, who told me about the situation, and your sister Paris, find out a way we'll support you on this drive, this bone marrow drive, and the blood drive, so that way we can find out a match, because there has to be a match out there.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I think the way off time.
Wow. A lot of people had a lot of hopes for and wishes for yesterday. What was your wish?
Back to my life, be able to work, go to the gym, you know, hey, leave town, because I can't even go nowhere. I've really only been here. So.
Wow. Tarikas, man, we praying, man. We hoping that we find a match here in Muskegon for you. For this bone marrow. And a bone marrow transplant, is it for the person who's donating, what do they have to go through to make it happen? I mean, what procedure do they have to go through? Is it life threatening for them to donate?
Okay, no, it's the procedure for the actual removal of the donor is not actually life threatening. Though I am told it is a process that takes 6 weeks to heal from, and not to scare anybody or whatever, you know, but it's definitely a non-fatal procedure. No dangers whatsoever, the way it's been explained to me. The danger is pretty much on me.
Can you, you going to set up a Facebook page and put me down as administrator so we can do some advertising out there on Facebook for you too.
Okay.
And we'll take care of that. We want to do whatever we can to help out, to get the word out. And I even go get my blood tested. And I haven't done that in years.
I appreciate that. You know, my grandmother tells me all the time is, you know, there's still good people out there. And I know Muskegon is a great community.
Yes.
Despite all the troubles that we go through sometimes and a lot of things that's happened, we are a great community and a loving one.
Yes.
And I've always believed it.
They are. When they see people in need, they come to the rescue. They never fail.
Yeah, I've been here all my life. I just feel that in my heart of hearts, that, you know. This place is great when it wants to be.
Wow. Derrickus, man, stay strong, man. We in this together, man. I'm praying. And as we get that drive together, let's get the information out. We're going to hook up with Lewis Churchwell to get the information out. I don't want to ask you too many more, you know, mental straining questions. I just wanted the community to know who Derrickus McBride is, who needs he has a rare infection, aplastic. I didn't even know what aplastic were. Until your sister told me about it. And Lewis.
A lot of people don't. It's not a, like I said, it's not a common disorder.
Wow.
And I just want to say I did not want to get any kind of teary eyed or anything. So.
All right.
It was a little bit thicker, more emotional. You know, every time, and then when you've been dealing with it as long as I have, it gets hard sometimes to talk about.
I know. All right, Derrickus, man. Thanks, man. Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. This is what we should be doing. This is what we should be doing right now. That's what a radio station should be doing in our community, is talking about things that affect our community. And you are a part of our community. You are a community. And I feel this is our obligation. That's why we're here.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome, man. Let's keep in contact. We're going to work on that bone marrow, man. I know we up against the clock. We need to get this done like last month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We on the same page.
Okay, Delricus. All right, take care, brother.
You too.
All right. There you go, Muskegon. Delricus McBride. Rob. Wow. Mm-hmm. You can hear in his voice, man.
Yeah.
You can hear in his voice. We're going to be doing a blood drive for him. Some kind of way we're going to make this happen. Playing a song for my brother there.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon Jams, Drive at 5.
Yeah.
Not a second or another minute. Not an hour or another day. But at this moment with my...